one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Sports Report. This is our NBA coverage, post-game coverage of the NBA Finals. Game 4 is in the books and the championship is in the bag for the Golden State Warriors. They pulled up a big win tonight, 108-85. Steph Curry redeemed himself with 37 points for the game, followed by Kevin Durant's 20. Klay Thompson had an off night with 10 points. Draymond Green, 9 points tonight. JaVale McGee with 6. Heading down over to your Cleveland Cavaliers, their high school, of course, of LeBron James. 23 points tonight, followed by Kevin Love with 13. J.R. Smith with 10. No other player who got playing time tonight had, outside of Kevin Love and LeBron James, had more than 10 points. Rodney Hood had 10. Larry Nance Jr. had 7. This is a bad time to have an off night for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just a bad night in general. Bad night shooting. They shot 34% from the field. They shot 29% from three. Just a bad night in general for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let me head over to the phone lines. We got, as you can hear, the Skype going off right now. We have two callers on the line. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, about to go order my commemorative sweeping broom tonight.
Rage, how you doing, man?
Ding dong, the king is dead. Sing it high, sing it low. King, ding dong. Fucked it up. But whatever. He's fucking done. It's a great fucking day. Oh, man.
Hey, I ain't know. They beat their ass. James left the court so quick.
They beat his ass.
The Golden State Warriors, tonight, they were on it. They had they shot 45% from the field. 36% from three. Didn't get to the free throw line much, but when it got there, they did miss. They were a total of 16 for 16.
My question is, anybody checking on Shannon Sharp and Nick Wright right now?
LeBron, 7 of 13 from the field, 0 from 1 for 3, 9 from 11 at the free throw line, 23 points, 7 total rebounds, 8 assists.
Who you think getting Finals MVP? Gotta be Curry tonight.
It's gotta be Steph.
I know Doris Burke is looking extra tasty tonight.
What?
Doris Burke. I'm on more Mama Curry, boy.
I'm just saying. She a nice looking gilf.
Andre Iguodala. Plus 11 tonight with 11 points. He played a solid game. So, in his 23 minutes of play, 4 of 8 from the field.
Man, everybody was plus or minus.
Yeah, everybody, it's just amazing, man.
And guess who didn't break Jordan's record this game?
Nope.
LeBron.
Nope.
Man. It's amazing.
I want to know, and I put this out there earlier, Warriors got this. Question now is, where's LeBron going in the next year? We shall see. I got a lot of people coming at me, LA, a few people coming at me for Philadelphia, a couple people hollering Houston. I don't see how you do Houston, but okay.
You gotta gut the team.
Yeah, and so I don't know how you do that, but again,
LA to me is the destination that makes more sense to me. He already has two houses out there. Magic Johnson just has that personality, and this is where the Lakers are smart. He has that personality that he can really talk to anybody, and nobody.
We're not gonna be talking about LeBron James tonight. We're gonna be talking about who's potential finals thing. LeBron get enough press. We need to get, you know, screw the LeBron sweepstakes should be the same. We're doing a disturbance to our NBA champions. Right. LeBron, the King.
You're right.
The King's been slayed. We want to talk about
the King Slayer.
There is no more king, unless you call Kevin Durant king.
There's already a rumor.
Yes, you should.
There's already a rumor out there saying that Joel Embiid is already trying to recruit LeBron to Philly.
Okay, I respect that.
I think LA is the destination that makes more sense for LeBron.
My question is, Nick Young is the luckiest person in the NBA. We need.
Yeah, ain't he? He starts off as a bum ass Laker, and he comes to the Golden State Warriors, and now he's a 2-time champion.
We need.
It's amazing. It's amazing what happens after you cheat on Iggy Azalea.
Actually, he got snitched on, so.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did get snitched. I'm just saying.
So, with Kevin Durant winning his second title, does he solidify himself as the second best player in the league?
He's the best in the world.
LeBron kept switching off him.
Kevin Durant has ascended as the best player in the world.
You can't deny that he was running from LeBron tonight. I mean, LeBron was running from him tonight.
Exactly. Like Kevin Durant is LeBron's kryptonite. He has become his kryptonite. He has beat LeBron in 2 straight NBA finals.
I mean, it's nothing else that can be said. So, this season comes to a close.
Better put some respect on that man's name.
This season comes to a close. This game was not in doubt. The only quarter that was even semblant of being respectable was the second, where both teams put up 27. But if you go back and look at the rest of it, Golden State, 34-25 in the first, 27-27 on the second. Outscored the Cavs by 12, 25-13 in the third, which has always been their quarter. And then they outscored them by 22-20.
Who's going to be MVP?
Should be Steph.
Wow.
What?
Kevin Durant is the Finals MVP.
Really?
I think he deserves it.
You think so?
Because after game
three,
game three was the factor. Like he had a really bad shooting night. Kevin Durant, he took over this team and. He led them here.
Yes, he did.
Definitely deserves it.
So did they just announce that on ABC Rage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon?
Did they just announce that on ABC that he was the MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, amazing. Any thoughts you guys
have? Who's the leader of this team? Who would you say is the leader of this team? Kevin Durant or Steph
Curry? It's Draymond Green.
Yeah.
It's no leader on the team. That's why it makes them so hard.
I see what you mean.
What, any thoughts about this game in particular? Anything about the season in particular you guys want to review?
Stephen A. Smith just tweeted 28 minutes ago, the Cavs quit. This is disgraceful. I don't want to hear another thing, damn thing about joint comparisons. This effort would never happen on his watch.
I know that's right. LeBron lost 6. MJ won 6.
He got swept.
Guess what? He surely did.
Oh, just whatever.
He surely did.
The best gets swept every now and then.
Well, my man, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, he's gonna get on him too. He's gonna get on him too.
Oh, he gonna be on Skip and Shannon Monday with the broom. He gonna make sure he come.
Man. There really isn't much you can say on this game. It was just a total domination.
I see the tweet. The Cavs quit. This is disgraceful. Don't want to hear another damn thing about drawing comparisons again.
They quit in the third quarter.
Disgraceful.
Is he driving around?
I don't want to hear another
thing. He's driving around. Michael Rappaport was driving around with the broom out.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt in the world. I'm sorry. People need to forget all of this. LeBron is saying, no, the fuck they aren't. No, he is not.
Very cool.
This is the NBA Finals. This finals showed
why man, he's leaving. Dirty.
Very quickly.
They got a picture of going to stay ahead on a rumba.
Very quickly.
Sweeping the floor.
Very quickly.
That's funny.
Very quickly. That's funny. Very quickly. There was a stat that got sent in to me tonight that Tennessee wanted me to read on the air.
Oh.
There have been three sweeps in the NBA Finals in the last 18 years. Nets 2002, Cavs 2007, Cavs 2018. So the Cavs have been responsible for 2 of the 3 sweeps in the NBA Finals.
And man, how do I do a text message? I'm gonna send y'all some calls.
And may I add, those were LeBron James teams too.
I hope this is the last time we see these two, either one of these two or both of these teams in the finals. I hope this is the last time.
I got a question. Hey,
is it in the group chat? Check this out.
I got a question. Where's Gene at? Gene. Where you at, Gene?
You,
I see
you
it.
You get that wheel?
I see it. That's wrong. That's just wrong.
I'm telling y'all, man. Once Kyrie and Gordon Hayward
come back, so wrong.
They're going to be. I think they're going to be a threat to this team.
Who?
Boston.
But the East is showing.
You get your two best players. You get your two best players back.
Well, the East is going to be stronger.
And you have that. And you have that defense. Oh man.
But the East is going to be better, period, because you got Philly on to come up. You got Philly on to come up, assuming they don't get Bron. You have Boston on to come up. You have Milwaukee on to come up. And then you have some teams that you hope to see some life out of. Hope you see some life out of Toronto. Hopefully you see some life out of the Wizards. It's all depending on where Bron goes or if Bron decides to stay. And there's a couple of reports.
Toronto is a question mark.
And there's a couple of reports out there that's saying that the only way Bron would leave is if his family persuaded him to stay. So.
We'll Riley up.
Where is Riley?
I don't know where Gene is. I don't know if he had to work tonight. I don't know if he just knew it's going to be much of the same. I don't know, but you know, those guys, they took one on the chin tonight. It was disgraceful. They didn't put forth an effort at all.
They were getting long strokes. That one was taking them on the chin.
I can't remember a game where LeBron didn't get you 25.
That's tonight.
He ain't even get you 25. He ain't even get you a game.
Mm-mm.
He ain't get you a game.
Oh, they go to Hampton 5 lineup right there, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's say this.
Hey, they gave the MVP to the wrong person. J.R. Smith should have been on it again, the damn final MVP.
I agree. Maybe, you know, you got to say. Well, I'm going to say this.
I'm going to steal that.
If you're an anti-LeBron fan, this probably is the greatest, is the best finals you've ever watched.
Yes, sir.
If you are a basketball fan, this is probably the worst finals you've ever seen in your life.
No, it ain't. It was some competitive games except the night.
Oh, sure.
I mean, but it's like, like three of the last four of these, like, of these finals have been super competitive. Very, like, very competitive.
The question
I just wouldn't say that, like, this finals has just been a lot on, this finals has surrounded more on Cleveland's, a lot of Cleveland's shortcomings. Like, you have the JR thing, you have the fact that, like, Cleveland is just not a, right, this team is just not good. It's a lot on their shortcomings. That's why I say it's not, this hasn't been a competitive series, because it's been a lot of their shortcomings. Like, the first game one, again, if that JR shit didn't happen, and a lot of calls went the other, and some calls went the other way, I think we will be looking maybe at a six-game series. Look at this video. Even look, ABC and ESPN even knows this is it. He's out of here.
That's amazing. I'm kind of shocked KD got it. I mean, I get he had a last. A good game, last game. I get that. I understand that. But Steph had two good games.
Yep.
In this final series, I was kind of shocked a little bit that it didn't go to Steph Curry.
You know, I think it was in this moment I actually feel sorry for LeBron James.
Shit. Pardon my language, but I don't.
I think it was in this moment right here.
Pardon my language, because, but you know, I don't. Like, I don't.
When you don't have a great, like, again, when you really don't have a good team, again, this is on him, all on him, because this is his hand-picked team, right?
Right.
And, but when even you're the team that you assembled, did not really do much for you.
Well, in terms
of, you had to carry this, go ahead.
Oh, in terms of the night, I mean, Kevin Durant, you know, he wasn't scoring a lot. His defense on LeBron was stifling.
Yeah.
Still
the
got
fact that, the and fact that this guy, like, he really gave it. He really gave it everything he had, despite not having a good team on him.
KD lost. KD had a triple double tonight. Amazing.
Yep.
Had a triple double. 20, 12, and 10. Amazing. Gave you plus minus a plus 30. 30! Is what he gave you. 30! So, great, great game overall. There's really nothing else you can say.
Who are you mad at tonight?
I don't know what Gene is. I don't know. I don't know what Gene is.
We gotta start checking those people, man. It might be
Man,
there's a whole
slew of folks I need to check on. I got a call and check on my boy Watkins Hightower. I got to check on Gene. Man, I'm finna do that now. I got to check on Gene tonight. Watkins Hightower tonight. I check on him.
Tony C probably running around naked down
there. He probably is.
With some hens. He probably driving to Shannon Sharp house right now. Go knock on the door. Hey. You know what? This is what we should be doing, telling everybody that everybody should go to Nick Wright and Shannon Sharp's house and just start putting brooms on their front porch and just keep piling up brooms.
God damn the Curry family. Oh.
Check no one. I left a message from my boy Watkins Hightower. I got to leave a message. I'm finna leave a message for Gene.
We right need now. To start posting milk carton APBs out for people. We'll start posting that on the Facebook page. I'll find the milk carton app to see where these people at this weekend, because they went missing. Steve Kerr got 8 rings.
Yep.
And LeBron James got the Infinity Gauntlet of Lost Championship 6.
Yep. I hit.
Wow. Ah. And
he does. He really does. He left Cleveland. He really does. And again, I don't know what you do if you had some semblance of talent and a good coach. You might have a shot against Golden State, but when you come out with an effort this flat, when you have a coach who's been questionable, when you have
Tyronn Lue is gone. If LeBron James leave, Tyronn Lue, he gonna take his bags.
Yeah,
buddy. I'm saying these are all the moves in Cleveland. LeBron James leave, they gonna cut J.R. Smith ass.
Oh, you know that's gonna happen. You know that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
See if I can get Gene on the air very quickly before we roll out for the night. Oh my goodness. Again, folks, you are listening Rant EM coverage. Sports Report, Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Golden State Warriors defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 108-85.
They had some rare air, right?
Golden State led by Steph Curry, 37 points. And, of course, the Cavaliers led by LeBron James with 23. What was your question, Doom?
No, I'm saying they being rarefied air, they're officially a dynasty now.
Yep.
And I have to give it up to Rodney Hood. I think he was the only person trying to play tonight.
Yeah.
Man.
Man, they had the T-shirt really contest.
Just a amazing trifecta. I hate the fact that the game is on a Friday, because we're not really going to get a lot of media coverage from the people we want to see. We're not going to get a lot of media coverage from Nick Wright and Shannon Sharp until Monday.
Oh, no way. I will be waiting on him.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you know what kind of sucks that the NBA is wrapping up. Like, this is really the off season for sports. Like, there really isn't a lot. Like, you still got baseball going on, but that's still early on in the season and all that. But like, there really isn't much going on. Although I would ask people to tune in Saturday night to watch CM Punk fight.
Watch him lose again.
No, he won't.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop off, man.
All right, man. We about
I'm
to wrap.
See y'all Monday.
We about to wrap things up. All right, man. Appreciate you, dude. All
right. Peace.
All right, man.
Yeah.
He looks terrible, Rage. He's 170 pounds and looks terrible.
Nah, whatever. We'll don't sleep on the best in the world.
Can he even say that
he's
anymore?
The best in the world.
Can he even say that anymore?
Yes, I can, and I will continue to say it.
Okay. Okay.
Even if he gets knocked out, he's still the best in the world.
Oh,
he's not going to get knocked out. He's not going to get knocked out.
You don't think so?
You heard he beat the WWE, right? He beat his the defamation case.
I heard that he won the case. Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it. Post game coverage. I wish you would have got us one. I wish you would have got one. I wish Braun would have got you one. But nevertheless, Golden State Warriors, 108, Cleveland Cavaliers, 85. Golden State was the series for all NBA championship 2017-2018 season. Next thing coming up is the NBA draft, and we'll have coverage of that for you as well. So definitely be on the network for that. Oh, wait. You might hop off, Rage, but I'm going to stay on for a few more minutes. I want to get Gene on real quick. Gene said he's about to call in, so I'm going to get Gene on. Let him have a say-so, and then we'll get on out of here for the night. So, you going to hang with us, Rage?
All right, I'll see you Monday.
All right, see you Monday, man. Thank you, Rage.
All right, man.
Later. That was Rage, everybody joining us. Got Gene Simmons coming on. Gene is a Clevelandite. He lives in Cleveland. Bit LeBron fan. We're going to wait on him for a minute to go ahead and give us his thought on the game. You guys can do the same. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. This is the number for you guys to call into the show. Can we end? It was brought up earlier tonight. Can we end this comparison with Jordan and Braun? Can we end this comparison with Braun and Kobe? Can we just end it all right now? Right now. The greatest player in the world couldn't get you a game. The greatest player in the world couldn't even get you 25, couldn't even get you 25 points tonight. Couldn't even give you 25 points. The king, the so-called king, 41 minutes, 7 to 13 from the field, 0 for 1 for 3, 9 from 11 for the field, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and he had 6 turnovers, minus 21. That's the greatest player in the world? Really? Really? Everybody says he has no help. Kevin Love, he got you 13. One board shy of a double-double. He had 9 rebounds tonight. And then everyone else, the cupboard is bare. J.R. Smith had 10 points. George Hill, 3. Tristan Thompson had 6. You go down and look at the bench. No one really gave me any quality minutes off the bench outside of Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood played 27 minutes, 4 of 14, 1 for 3 for 3-point range. 1 for 1 at the free throw line. Got you 10 points. Got you 8 boards. 2 boards shy of a double-double. Larry Nance, nothing too exciting. 3 of 7 for the field, 23 minutes played. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Got you 8 rebounds to go along with 7 points. So, again, you had to, this was a closeout game. If you were going to find a way to ratchet everything up to try to survive, this wasn't the way you were supposed to do it. This was not the way you were supposed to do it. Let me see what you got to say in the chat. Hit us up, rantemradio.com. Hit us up in the chat. Click on that chat listen live button. Go ahead and type your thoughts away. If you don't want to do that, you can call into the show live. We'll stay on for a few more minutes. 706-993-4606. Is that enough for you guys to call into the show? Let me see if I hit Gene up real quick. This should be very interesting what we see next year. Should be very interesting what we see in the draft. I think Cleveland's picking either 7th or 8th. I want to say 7th. And that 7th pick, I don't think is good enough to have LeBron stay. Because no one's really come out that 7th pick outside of Vin Baker some years ago to make any real type of impact in the NBA from that spot. So I don't think that's enough for LeBron to stay. What are you guys thinking? 706-993-4606 is the number to call in. Waiting on Gene to come to call in right now. See if we can get him to call in very, very quickly. Get some quick thoughts from him and then we'll roll out for the night. Really gotta work tomorrow. And this has just been a little disappointing, this whole series, because as I said throughout the year, no one wanted to see Cleveland in the finals. Outside of LeBron fans, no one wanted to see Cleveland. And I've been on Facebook ever since I logged in for the show. And no one has said anything in reference to LeBron. Outside of my good friend Watkins Hightower. Outside of him. You know, you had a couple people going on the Facebook page for the Sports Report Facebook page with Brooms calling it a sweep. But for the most part, you know, no one's showing LeBron any type of love. Or the Cleveland Cavaliers any type of love. And I don't blame them. I mean, you could say that they got screwed game one. But there was still no overtime in that game to be played. There was still overtime. There was still a moment. There was still a chance to win game one. There was a chance. And they couldn't do it. Game two was never in doubt. Game three, they gave up the lead. Game four, Golden State came out like gangbusters. They wanted to end it here. They didn't want any chance of the Cleveland Cavaliers coming back in this series and winning it again. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Stay on for a few more minutes. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. This is our continuing post-game show for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Last game of the season. Again, we're looking at the NBA draft coming up. And we'll go from there. Let me see if I can... Let me see if I can very quickly. Well, you know what? I'm kind of up against it here. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and close this thing out. I want to thank you guys for hanging with us throughout the NBA season. We got some things coming up for you that we can continue the season until we hit football time. And once we hit football time, and then it's really on at that point. College and pro football, it'll really be on. Got some things in the works for this year. Some baseball coverage, WNBA coverage. See if we can get some LFL, Ladies Lingerie Football League. We'll try to get that coverage wrapped up and started as well. Maybe we can get a few guests if I can get a hold of some publicity people and bring us some stuff to what Rage called the dead time in sports. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. If you're not a baseball fan, even hockey's over. Congratulations to the Capitals. Even hockey is over. I'm discouraged about the the baseball season because my Mets suck. So we got some coverage coming to you. Got some good topics as well that we'll delve into. And then once football season, college and pro football season hit, we'll hit the ground running and go strong from there. Well, thank you guys for listening to all our post-game coverage of the 2018 NBA Finals. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for that. And guys, if there's nothing else, I am out of here. Let me do this real quick. All right, you guys, I'm William Morgan. I'm out. I'll see you guys Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant In Radio. Back to our normal sports report schedule every Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, please have a great night. Take care. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Congratulations to the Washington Capitals as well. Congratulations, guys. Everyone, please take care.